I think the next thing we need to do, though, is to talk about target allocation agreements, because that's what's really out there now. So let's talk about target allocation agreements. So if you're not familiar with target allocation provisions, remember, we're still trying to allocate income and gain to Carrie, so she has to pay tax on the money that she's getting, on the cash that she's getting. Now, target allocation agreements do something very interesting. They allocate their profits and losses to make their hypothetical distribution waterfall equal to what they think should be the partner's capital accounts. Now, I'm not sure many target allocation agreements actually keep up with the capital accounts properly, but they try to make them equal to what the partner would get if the company were to sell all of its assets for its, I call it book value, but it's really fair market value, and pay all the liabilities of the company, and then distribute the proceeds in accordance with the cash distribution provision. Now, what I didn't tell you before, and I probably should tell you now, is remember that safe harbor RevProc 9327 that I said, don't worry about it. You don't, as long as Carrie's never going to get any money except future profits, it's not a taxable event. Well, 9327 says that you have to evaluate whether or not this is a profits interest by determining whether or not the service provider is going to participate in the capital of the partnership. And it does it by having a hypothetical liquidation of the partnership. And that hypothetical liquidation of the partnership looks very much like what I've just given you. The company, if the company were to sell all of its assets at fair market value and pay all the liabilities and then distribute the proceeds, would Carrie get any money? Now, let's think about it. You want to go back to the cash distribution provision? Let's flip back to that for just a second. That was the original one. Let's see. The partnership will distribute the distributable cash from operations 45% to Jim, 45% to Barry, and 10% to Carrie. What do you think? If you've got a target allocation and it says distribute in accordance with the cash distribution provision, you've only got one in the agreement, and it says Carrie gets 10% of that. Will Carrie, under a target under a typical target allocation provision, participate in prior profits? Yes, she will. What am I saying? I'm saying that many target allocation agreements violate RevProc 9327 and cause a taxable event upon the grant or issuance of a profits interest. Might want to pay attention to that. So that's a helpful hint. Hint, hint. Okay. Any questions on that? I see a lot of blank faces or shocked faces, perhaps. Yes, sir.
Can you fix that issue just by capital?
Correct. Why don't we do that? Why don't we fix a provision? I'm sorry. You can fix that problem by returning capital first, right? I said, correct. That's what you have to do. You have to be careful. And so this is a typical liquidating distribution provision, and just to show you, if you were to follow this, this does not fix it. This is a typical liquidation provision. It does not return the capital to the capital partners first. So my point again, just to underline the obvious, is you've got to do what this gentleman has suggested. You've got to fix your liquidating provision. You've got to fix your distribution provisions. And so a target allocation liquidation provision says we'll liquidate, but we'll liquidate in accordance with the cash distribution from operations. Now, that's what I showed you before. The cash distribution from operations was the one where Carrie gets to participate. Now, how do we fix it? Well, first you need a separate distribution provision from the operating distribution provision. Let me back up and be clear about this. What I'm essentially saying is that you can't use target allocation agreements without fixing something so that Carrie doesn't get a liquidating distribution. The way that most people take a target allocation is they say, well, this is a hypothetical liquidation. So we don't go back to the cash distribution provision. We go to the liquidating provision, which is later in the company agreement of the partnership, and we read that. But the normal liquidating distribution provision says in a target allocation agreement, it refers you back to the distribution from operations, because most partnerships don't have but one distribution provision.